message tonight is titled Pure or Pure Good News, Jesus is the Way. Have you ever tried to get somewhere and you're pretty sure you knew the way, maybe even had directions spelled out for you, and you thought, you know, I'm sure I know how to get there. This won't be a problem. And I was reading a story of a preacher, and he had this invitation to come to a men's group to speak, and he'd never been to this church before, but he had some printed directions, and he looked at it, and he thought, oh, this is probably about a 45-minute drive, should be, so he checked the directions, he looked, okay, this is the exit I need, and he left his house with plenty of time. I think he had about an hour, and it only took 45 minutes, so he takes off, he's driving along, he checks his exit, okay, exit 115, that's right, and he makes sure he gets the right exit. He takes the exit, and he gets to the highway there at the exit, and he hangs a left. And he's driving along for several minutes, and he's thinking, you know, this doesn't feel right. I'm not seeing things that I think I'm supposed to see from the directions that I had. So he's driving along. He drives past a mall, and he drives past a few gas stations, and he's still not seeing things that he's supposed to see. And things were getting worse. And he thought, you know, I'm going to have to pull over. I'm going to have to talk to somebody because I don't know what's wrong here. So he pulls over at this convenience store, and he asks this guy, he figures, you know, this guy's probably from that area, and he starts talking to him, and the guy said, yeah, I know the area. So he says, well, I'm looking for this church, and this young guy at the convenience store says, well, you're on the right track, just keep going, and you'll run right into it. Just keep going the direction you're going. So the pastor gets back in his car, and he starts driving again, and he keeps going and keep going. Next thing you know, he's seeing cows and sheep, and he's like, oh, man, there's no way. He's like, this can't be right. And so he keeps driving along, and he's looking at his watch, and it's close to time for him to be there when he's supposed to start speaking. And he's thinking, man, I've got to figure something out. So he starts rolling. He rolls his window down, and he starts stopping like every person he can see. He's like, hey, do you know where this church is? And nobody knows where it is. And he actually talked to five different people trying to find out where this church was. And so finally he thought, you know, I'm just going to have to stop and really look at these directions again. Something's just not right. So he did. He pulled the car over. He took a look at the directions. He's like, man, I turned at the right exit, and you take this exit and turn right. You turn left. He's like, oh. And this whole time I thought I was going the right way. And people even told me, you know. And so he turns around and he goes back. He gets back to where the exit was, drives two blocks. There's the church right there where it should have been that whole time. You know, and first of all, the guy listened to himself, that he knew where he was going. You know, he thought, oh, I know. I'm sure I know where I'm going, other than staying with, you know, seriously looking at the directions. He really just kind of trusted himself. And then he started listening to everybody else, like the guy at the convenience store telling him, yeah, you're going the right way. And he thought, great, I'm going the right way. And he kept going. But he didn't pay close attention to the directions. He listened to himself, and he listened to other people. And finally, he got back on track, and he did find the church. I think he was, like, massively late, and I don't really know how the story continued from there. But he was, he had lost a lot of time, and he'd really lost his patience, and he was really frustrated because he hadn't just relied on the directions that he had. I think a lot of us sometimes turn left. You know, we've got some directions in our life. We think we kind of know the right way to go. And sometimes we're just not careful. And we just kind of think, oh, I know where I'm going. And we go a left and we should have gone right. Now, sometimes people even tell you, yeah, you're on the right track. You're going the right way. Or they just don't know. Get my clicker here. Proverbs 14:12. A lot of you know this. It says, there is a way, or some translations say a path, there is a way before each person, or that seems right to a man. And it seems right, but the end of it is the way of death. And what that's saying is there is a way in ourselves, because of our sin nature and our kind of fallen mind, we have a default position of wanting to go the wrong way. And it seems right. You know, we are just inclined to go the wrong direction. And a lot of times, there are people who spend 5 years, 10 years, 20 years going left, and they think, I'm going the right way. And they just don't know. The great thing is that when a person is willing to turn from going their way and go God's way, God's way, the distance is very short. It's like right there, as soon as you're ready. You know, you might be 20 years going the wrong direction, but it's like half a millisecond to go the right direction, to make one choice to go God's way instead of your own way. I think deep down, you know, we all want to go the right way. I don't think we choose on purpose. Well, most of the time. Sometimes, you know, we're all pretty messed up at times, but most of the time we want to go the right way. And God tells us that not only does he know the right way, but God says he is the right way. He says he is the way. You know, when we're not going the right way, a lot of times I think we just, it doesn't click, you know, in our minds. We just feel frustrated in our life, or we feel fearful, or we just feel like there's a lot of chaos. There's, you know, whatever it is, but there's just something off, and a lot of times we just don't understand. The thing that's off is us. We're just not going the right direction. And sometimes we get to a place that where everything seems like such a mess that we think there can't be a right direction here. Everything's a mess. I mean, some of you, if you're not there yourself, you have been at some point. Or, you know, I'm sure a lot of people who are there now, where they're just in a circumstance where they just think there is no right way here. There's no way to go. And Jesus, though, you know, when we look at Jesus' life, there were many times where Jesus was in situations where if we look at it in our flesh, we're thinking, this is hopeless. He is at Jesus, and because we know the rest of the story, we know it's not. But what if we didn't know the rest of the story? What if we're just hanging out with him and we're looking at the circumstances and we're thinking, this is messed up. There's no hope here in this story. In John 12 and 13, Jesus predicts his own death, and he talks about this with his disciples. He talks about several things in those chapters. He talks about people not believing in him, and he talks about his own death. And then he says to the disciples who were there with him, as if that wasn't enough to bring them down already, he says, oh, and some of you are going to betray me. You're going to deny me and turn your back on me, and then I'm going to be crucified. Can you imagine hanging out with Jesus on this day when he's telling you all this stuff and you're thinking, how does this end well? You know, how is there any right way to go in this situation? Because Jesus is basically, what I'm hearing is everything's going to go wrong. Everything's going to go wrong. And they probably thought, how can there be a good way here at all? But the really cool thing about Jesus is that Jesus is so merciful that whenever he lays out truth like that he also accompanies it with a big dose of grace and hope and mercy. And so he lays that out for them. But in John 14, 1, after saying all this, after laying this on them about crucifixion and you're going to deny me and people aren't going to believe me, and Jesus says in John 14, 1, do not let your hearts be troubled. I think it's pretty obvious because they were. You know, they were upset. They're really upset. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And Jesus is saying, listen, I know that I've told you some things that are really hard for you to hear. I know that you're taking this in and you're thinking, man, how is there a right way here? Because this is really a messed up situation. I mean, either Jesus is wrong, which he's never wrong, or he's right, and we're heading into some really bad situations. He's going to get crucified. So how does this end well? But Jesus says that by trusting in him, our hearts can be settled. He said, listen, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust me. No matter what I'm telling you, no matter what the situation is going to be, I just want you to trust me. Just trust me. I think we've all experienced that. You know, we've all had times where we're in circumstances where we're thinking, what is the good way here? What is the way forward? How does this work? And really what Jesus is just saying in the midst of it is, I'm calling on you to just trust me. Just trust me in the midst of it. I think of times in my own life of, the passing of a loved one, or times where of just depression, you know, times of a relationship that you thought was going to last forever and it doesn't, or, you know, whatever it may be, or times where maybe you're just on a good path doing the right thing, but somebody stabs you in the back. Or, I mean, there's There's just, there's so many things. Or just your own flesh. You do something so stupid you never thought you'd do. And you just think, man, this is really messed up. I don't see the way forward. And what Jesus is saying is, listen, I am the way forward. What you need to do is just trust me. Trust me in the midst of it. Trust his presence. And he tells his disciples that they can have peace in the midst of all this hardship that's coming that he's told them about. They can have peace if they're willing to trust him in the midst of it. And that's an amazing promise. In verse 2 through 4, he said, "My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Now, Jesus had spent 3 years with these disciples, and he'd had a lot of conversations. They weren't hanging out on Facebook or, you know, or at B-dubs or at the ball game or, you know, whatever. They were pretty much hanging out and talking a lot every day for 3 years. So they'd heard a lot about Jesus' Father's house. And he was like, listen, I am going there. I've told you about it. You know where I'm going. And I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And what he's saying is, you know that everything's going to be all right. Trust me. You know me. It doesn't matter what the situation's going to be. And Jesus says, you know you can trust me. And unfortunately, they all did probably what we would have, what I would have done, which is probably been still afraid and confused and wondering, what is he talking about? How does, yeah, I still don't get it. You know, I think of how many times I've read God's word, and there's so many powerful promises there for my life and for the life to come after this world. It's full of amazing promises from God who always tells the truth, and yet how many times have I been in circumstances where I get angry at somebody instead of just trusting God to work in the situation, you know, instead of in my flesh, me getting frustrated. You know, how many times have I been fearful or, you know, sad about a situation or whatever and just not trusted God to keep his promises? And here's Jesus' response, or the disciples' response to Jesus in verse 5. I think Thomas, you know, gets a bad rap. I think Thomas is probably a lot like a lot of us in this situation. And he said to the Lord, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. So how can we know the way?" And here Jesus just blows us away. He says, "I am the way. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and you have seen him." Now, Jesus said, "I am the way." How can you say you don't know the way? You know me. I am the way. And yet there's, you know, as much as I know that to be true, there's days that I struggle. There's days that I think, wow, where's the good path here? What's the way through this situation? It's pretty messy right now. You know, tempers are flaring, or there's doubt, or that situation's the same as it was yesterday, and I hated it yesterday, and I hate it more today. You know, we all deal with that. That's life on earth. And Jesus is saying, listen, you can trust me. He promises. This is a promise from Jesus. In the midst of him laying out a situation that's rough, he's being honest with him. He's saying, listen, he's telling him, you think today's a rough day? Man, wait till tomorrow. Wait till I get crucified and you guys run away and deny me. And he's telling him, yeah, it's going to be rough. It's going to be really rough. But here's the cool thing. I am the way. You do know me. I am the way. And that's a promise. You know, that's a promise that I think each of us, no matter what you're facing in your life tonight or whatever's going to come tomorrow or next week, I mean, we all know that we have weeks that are pretty easy and we have some weeks that are pretty rough. You know, sometimes the rough weeks are actually just seeing what people we love are going through. It's not even, sometimes the somebody we love. But we have a promise from Jesus. And I want to break this down for us a little bit. Jesus is the way. And what he means when he says he is the way is that he can save you. And what he's telling you is, you know, there are a lot of times in your life where you just need to recognize that there is no other way but God. There is no way in your flesh for you to sort through and come up with answers that are going to make any sense in the situation you're in. There's no way that anybody's going to give you great advice or great counseling. There's no book you're going to go to. There's no class you're going to take that's going to have the answer you want to have other than God's word, because he speaks to us through his word. There's no amount of money that's going to buy your way out of it, whatever you're in. You know, there's no credentials. There's no wisdom you have because of your experiences. They're going to save you. There's no good works that you're going to do. The only way through is him. Knowing him is the only way through. Jesus is saying that not only for eternity, but in this life, he is the one who saves. He is the way. And that is a promise. That's a promise that we can claim, that he is the way. Jesus is the truth, and that means because he is the truth, you can trust all of his promises. No matter what your mind is telling you, no matter what your doubts are, no matter how the situation seems to you, no matter what the devil's whispering again and again, he is the truth, and you can trust him. Everything he says is true. He is willing to let you test him in this, and he's willing to let you have doubts. But eventually, if you trust him, he will always prove true, always, that he is the way and he is the truth. That's tough for us because we're surrounded by lies. If you listen to the media, if you listen to politicians, you know, if you listen to most of the folks around you, including yourself, you know, we're in a world of misperceptions and lies and half-truths. Jesus is the truth and can be trusted always. And because of that, you don't have to be afraid. No matter what the situation or the disappointment or what happens, that he is faithful and true. Jesus is also the life. And the great thing about that is it starts now. You know, Jesus talked about heaven and preparing a place, but he also made it very clear that his presence with us and his promises for us are now. You know, that's why we have, one of the reasons we have the Holy Spirit. We don't have to wait until eternity to enjoy God's presence. We have the presence of God with us and the person of the Holy Spirit. And so that eternal life of Jesus, it's here now. And all we have to do is trust him. Trust him that he is the way in our situation, that he is the life that we need, and that the life he offers starts now, and because he's the truth, we can trust all of his promises. In John 10:10, I don't know if I have this. I don't think I do. Oh, I don't. In John 10:10, Jesus, that's where Jesus promises that I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And that is his promise, that he is the life, and it's not just in the future. It's not just in eternity. That we can be refreshed by his life and we can trust his truth today. So this evening, just for application's sake, and I wrote this is in your bulletin for you to, and this is homework of a sort. I'm not going to ask you to necessarily take time tonight to do this, but you know, I want you to apply that to yourself. You know, how is Jesus the way for you personally? If you know him, in what ways is he the way? You know, what ways is he saving you right now in your life? Jesus is the truth. You know, what way can you trust him? And not just that you do currently, but trust him more. What's the next step that you can take to trust him more? And Jesus is the life. You know, what's a way that I can be refreshed and have that abundant life that he promises today more than what I had it yesterday? So that's something for all of us for homework to take with us. We have one more worship song. I'm going to have to go back there, I think, to start this. But I do want to pray for us and just ask the Lord His Holy Spirit to apply His Word to our hearts and to help us receive this. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your love for us, Lord. God, we know the great commandment is to love You, but we know that even before we love You, Lord, that You love us so incredibly, and You give us the opportunity by Your Holy Spirit, Lord, to love You and to love each other. God, I just thank You for each person here tonight, Lord, Your love for each one, the life that You've given to each one, Lord. And I pray for myself and each of us, Lord, that You would help us to understand not only how Jesus is currently the way and currently the truth and the life for each of us, Lord, but what new way for me, Lord, what new way can Jesus be the way in my life? What situations can I trust that more and claim that promise? Instead of getting frustrated, God, that there doesn't seem to be a way, how can I claim the promise that Jesus is with me and I have Him and He is the way? God, what areas of doubt or uncertainty or fear, Lord, can be overcome by Your love and Your presence as I just claim that Jesus is with me and Jesus is the way and I have a way no matter what the situation? God, I pray that for each of us. Help us to seize the truth, Lord, from Your word that Jesus is truth. It doesn't matter what lies my flesh tells me or what the world tells me or what the devil whispers, Lord. God, I have the truth because I have Jesus Christ. Help us to each receive that. Lord, what new ways can we claim that promise of abundant life and live in that in this very moment, God? Lord, I pray for the upcoming week for each one of us. You help us to just really in a new way, Lord, that Your Holy Spirit would teach us and bring these scriptures to mind, Lord, and help us to claim these promises from Your word. Lord, thank You so much for the cross, Lord. Lord, help us to just really appreciate the awesome sacrifice that You made for us. That display of love that, God, You would, as the song said, You would rather come down here and go to a cross than be in heaven without us. God, help us to understand what love that is that would do that.